One mentioned that ad, the Swift Boat Veterans ad that attacks John Kerry's war record. Analysis now of it and of a response to it from the liberal group MoveOn.org, our regular ad reviewers, Slate's chief political writer, Will Salatin, and the magazine's editor, Jacob Weisberg.
Will, we've had more negative ads earlier in the campaign than I think I've ever seen before, but this new ad is really striking in its nastiness. It starts with Kerry's running mate, John Edwards, talking about Kerry's Vietnam service.
If you have any question about what John Kerry's made up, just spend 3 minutes with the men who served with him.
And then it goes on to include some Vietnam veterans, some of whom were on Swift boats in the area Kerry was, but none of whom were on Kerry's actual boat.
I served with John Kerry.
John Kerry has not been honest about what happened in Vietnam.
He is lying about his record.
I know John Kerry is lying about his first Purple Heart because I treated him for that injury.
John Kerry lied to get his Bronze Star. I know. I was there. I saw what happened.
Will, what do you think? Do they nail Kerry for lying about his medals?
Well, this ad plays a lot of word games. First of all, the first couple of guys say, I served with John Kerry. Now, when Edwards says that, he's talking about people who served on Kerry's boat. Everyone who served with Kerry on his boat, I mean, none of them has disagreed with him about what happened. They've almost all been generally supportive of him. These guys in the Swift Boat Veterans ad served on other boats around Kerry. And so they're pretending to have direct knowledge of things that they only know indirectly. Most of what they talk about in the ad is they're upset with Kerry for having turned against the war afterward. Now, there's only two things that are said that directly bear on Kerry's service and his alleged heroism. One is the guy who says, I know John Kerry's lying about his Purple Heart because I treated him for that injury. Now, this is the guy who treated Kerry for the injury, but he doesn't have any direct knowledge of how Kerry got the injury, which is what he's talking about. He is pretending to be an eyewitness when he isn't. The other guy says that Kerry lied to get his Bronze Star, and I know I was there, I saw it happen. And the dispute there has to do with whether Kerry was under fire when he pulled Jim Rassman, a Green Beret, out of the river. The other guys, the Swift Boat vets, say there was no fire. The people on Kerry's boat say there was fire. Jim Rassman, the guy in the water, says there was fire. And now we have, thanks to the Washington Post, a record that has been dug up, giving a Bronze Star to one of these Swift Boat veterans, which validates that there was fire that day, and it was the basis of his own Bronze Star, the guy who's criticizing Kerry.
Well, this ad really is slanderous, but the political value of this kind of slander is that if Kerry answers the charges, or we even as journalists go into the charges, we're in a way validating it as a legitimate issue. Well, did Kerry earn his medals or did he not? Did he lie or did he not? The truth is, there's no issue here. There is no valid or legitimate dispute about Kerry's experience in Vietnam, whether he was injured, whether he fought bravely. And really, even to discuss this in the way you have to answer the charges, plays right into Bush's hands, I think.
I don't know, Jake. I kind of think if I'm in the Kerry campaign, any day that I'm spending talking about John Kerry's heroism is a good day.
Well, I think the evidence that this ad could be effective is that Bush has been so slow to criticize it. But the Bush people draw kind of equivalence to an ad that's been running, sponsored by MoveOn.org, which is about Bush's war record and accuses him, to use Michael Moore's term, going AWOL from the National Guard.
George Bush used his father to get into the National Guard, was grounded, and then went missing. Now he's allowing false advertising that attacks John Kerry, a man who asked to go to Vietnam and who served with dignity and heroism.
Well, I'm not crazy about this kind of advertising in general, but I think this ad is basically defensible. Essentially, the people behind this ad can't prove that he didn't show up for service, but he can't prove he did.
No, I have to agree with you on the content of the ad. It's much less objectionable, but What I don't like about this ad is the insinuation that George W. Bush is running the Swift Boats ad. In fact, they close the ad saying this.
George Bush, take that ad off the air.
Now, to me, that implies that this is a Bush campaign ad. It isn't. And in fact, in a press release that came with it, they said that Bush could, with one phone call, get the Swift Boat Vets ad off the air. In my book, if Bush makes that phone call, he's violated the campaign finance laws that prevent him from coordinating with any independent organization by getting them to put an ad on the air or to take it off. So I don't think Bush can make a phone call, but I do think Bush could just condemn this ad and say that he rejects it and believes that Kerry's service was honorable.
Well, Will, as predicted, the ads are getting nastier, and we'll be back to analyze them. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Jake. I'll see you at the Republican convention in New York.
Opinion and analysis from Slate's Will Salatin in Washington and Jacob Weisberg in New York.